Joshua Pugh is a communications specialist with Progress Michigan. He joins us now. Joshua, thanks for taking some time to chat on WILS.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, let's be clear. They're not doing anything illegal or even unethical, right? ALEC is simply pursuing an agenda that they're making very clear on their website, at least.
Well, look, I think you did a good job laying it out in the intro. And yeah, essentially what they do is they will sit, and this isn't disputed by them, they sit down at their conferences periodically at a glitzy hotel with these lawmakers, and they sit down in a room behind closed doors with no media or anybody in there, and they vote on these model bills, and corporations have veto power. You know, we think that sunshine is the best disinfectant, and so we're just trying to introduce a little bit of transparency and accountability into the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Now, these model bills, they're simply there for any state lawmaker, including some here in Michigan, to take if they want and to basically mold to their own state. Is that not the case? I mean, they're not pushing these bills onto lawmakers.
That's the case, yeah. They have a database that they can look at, and so, in theory, it's supposed to be kind of a best practices thing, but what happens in practice is they take these bills and they kind of copy and paste them to their specifications. I'll give you an example, if I could. A bill that was introduced by Representative Joe Hovman from Holland. He's actually not an ALEC member, but it was introduced last October, and what this bill does is it relieves a corporation called Crown Cork and Seal from Pennsylvania. It relieves them of liability for asbestos poisoning for workers, and it had already been passed by 19 states before 2011. And again, the same bill, copied and pasted, to absolve this corporation from Pennsylvania from any liability for poisoning workers with asbestos. And so they copied and pasted it. Hmm. It was co-sponsored by, I think, 16 lawmakers here in Michigan. There was actually an identical bill introduced in Minnesota at the same time, and Minnesota's Governor Mark Dayton vetoed it. But unfortunately here, that bill was signed into law in April by Governor Snyder.
There's something brilliant about having these templates out there and having state lawmakers then get them through the legislature. Why don't progressive groups have a similar type of outfit?
You know, it is interesting that you say that, and I think you want to kind of think about motivation here. Why are these corporations doing this? And it's because it benefits their bottom line. And so we want lawmakers in Lansing to be thinking about ways that they can put middle-class families first and really do what's best for the middle class in Michigan and do what's best for Michigan families and mm-hmm. and not just adopt these laws that are best for their corporate sponsors' bottom lines.
Now, here in Michigan, has any legislation, ALEC, originated legislation, actually been passed?
I mentioned the past one that had to do with the Crown, Cork, and Seal. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, a lot of the model bills, most of which have been introduced by Representative Dave Ajima from over in the Grand Rapids area, and he's term limited, but unfortunately he was recently elected as the Republican National Committeeman from Michigan, so we're not done hearing from him, but he's pushed a lot of these laws, and a lot of the ones that he's pushed have tended to kind of die out, but several of these ALEC model bills have actually been passed and signed into law, and there will be more on that in our report that will be coming out on Monday.
I'm talking to Joshua Pugh, a communications specialist at Progress Michigan. So you're saying that it's not really a matter of free market enterprise and limited government that ALEC is pursuing, but the bills are actually targeted specifically at specific companies with very specific policies many times?
That's right. That's exactly right. I gave you the example of the last one, but, you know, unfortunately, for ALEC, what they're finding is that sunshine isn't necessarily a good thing for them. When it comes to light, what they're actually doing and what they're really about, there's been a stampede of corporate sponsors who have left in the last few months, including just a few weeks ago, General Motors. You know, and we actually had a petition up that was signed by thousands of people across Michigan that said.
Mm-hmm. Well, you noted that 32 corporations, 4 nonprofit, publicly announced that they were cutting ties with ALEC. Why were they doing this?
Well, because these motivations, they sound good. When you dress them up and you say it's all about the free market, that sounds great. But when it comes to light, what they're really pushing and what these model builds really are, whether it be the stand your ground laws that have become so infamous, this voter suppression stuff that we've seen has become really salient in Michigan in the past few weeks, as there was so much confusion last Tuesday. And also some of the stuff that I just was talking about
earlier, Pennsylvania. In those cases, though, the voting rights legislation, the stand your ground legislation, neither of that is company specific. Those are maybe more philosophical in nature, are they not?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. Yep.
So what, in terms of ALEC, I mean, if it's not ALEC, it would be some other organization, would it not? I mean, these lawmakers that support the same principles that ALEC does, and you note the 24 that currently have ties to ALEC here in Michigan, they right. would be pursuing legislation of this sort anyway, would they not?
Presumably, yeah. But again, it's about priorities. We want our lawmakers to be pursuing what's good for the middle class in Michigan, not what's best for corporations' bottom line. And if we want to have philosophical differences, that's another discussion. But when we have lawmakers who are openly and blatantly pursuing these laws that directly benefit corporations' bottom lines, and doing so and paying for their memberships with taxpayer dollars, you know, we think that's really inappropriate. And we just want to have an open and honest conversation about it.
Now, you note that the one lawmaker you actually mentioned that had legislation moved through, ALEC legislation moved through, you say he does not have ties to ALEC, right?
That's right, yes.
Right.
Joe Hoffman, he's not one of the members that we've been able to confirm. That's right, yeah.
So what does that mean exactly? The 24 members you mentioned, they include State Representative Dave Ageum, as you said, Pete Lund, Tom McMillan, Mike Shirky, mm-hmm. State Senators Rick Jones, Mike Kowal, Mike Knopfs, that's just several of them. What does their membership mean exactly? Are they somehow committed to the group's principles?
Right, well, for several of them, we were able to find through a Freedom of Information Act request that they spent a total of $6,300 on taxpayer funds from their office allotments on their ALEC dues. For others, they may be paying, you know, their dues out of their private funds, which we think is more appropriate, certainly. But essentially what membership means, at least the best that I can tell, is that they attend these conferences with these corporate lobbyists where they vote on these model bills that, again, remember, the corporate lobbyists have veto power over. And they also then have access to these databases of model bills that they can go in and access and look at.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at these bills, are they not usually so complex that it's hard to really understand what's happening within the bill itself?
A lot of times, no, not really, because when you look at these model bills, they will come right out and state what their objective is, what their goal is. We've seen some stuff from the Center of Media Democracy. They've put out a lot of research on ALEC model bills, and also Common Cause is another partner group of ours that's teaming up with us on this report, and their national affiliate has put out a lot of research on ALEC's model bills, too.
Finally, you said there is no progressive counterpart to ALEC, right? There's no such thing. Do you think there should be?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't necessarily know what that would entail, because we aren't necessarily interested in seeing specific policies enacted, at least at Progress Michigan. We're just interested in the priorities that these lawmakers have, and we want them to be the right priorities, and we believe that right now this is inappropriate, and this isn't something that they should be focused on.
Joshua Pugh, he's a communications specialist with Progress Michigan. Josh, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thanks, Michael.
We've been talking about ALEC, otherwise known as the American Legislative Exchange Council, the Progress Michigan, along with some other groups.